Ikaw ay nakikinig sa OA Podcast ni Shane at Adam. Enjoy!
Magandang araw mga tagapakinig. Ako si Adam.
At ako naman si Shane at nakikinig ka sa OA!
So Adam, pag-uusapan natin ngayon ay tungkol kumbaga sa paano tayo magsalita bilang mga individual, kung paano tayo nag-train, kung paano natin nilinang ang ating speaking skills, and also yung mga pagkakaiba rin natin, di ba?
Yeah, siguro more about paano tayo magsalita and yung experiences na din natin. Meron akong konting attraction sa boses. Like, mas napapansin ko yung diction kaysa quality ng voice. Parang sa tingin ko importante yun, yung tamang pronunciation and yung pacing and delivery and yung dynamism. Kasi may problema ko dati ng pagiging monotonal. Pinagsisisihan ko to kasi napunta sa lumaki yung ulo ko eh, dahil nga sinasabi nila sa akin na matino naman yung boses mo, Adam. Yeah, pagdating ng grade 10, nagkaroon ng ganitong parang like radio broadcasting contest. Ako, nasa journalism club ako, pero hindi talaga ako journalist. Parang artist ako eh. So, talaga nag-illustrate ako eh. So, wala talaga akong experience sa journalism and public speaking, and nagtatransition ako sa mas naging confident. So, first time ko yun gamitin yung boses ko, and dumating yung contest, nag-stutter ako kasi hindi ako marunong paano magbasa ng script at ako ay nag-stutter, which is one of my issues then. Actually, I have a lot of issues. Ikaw ba? Ano ba yung naranasan mo so far and experience mo ito sa relatively good quality ng speaking mo?
Actually, no. Hindi ako like inborn na nagkasalita talaga.
Mm-hmm.
I was not born in a family or an English-speaking family. Tagalog kami lagi sa bahay. Ang mother tongue ko is Tagalog. So, lahat ng English, super new to me. Elementary, I don't even know how to speak English. I mean, I've just always been trying hard. And also, yung confidence, hindi talaga siya normal to me.
Yeah, ako rin. Actually,
super shy kid ako.
Yeah,
how about
me
you?
Too, same.
Actually, nare-remember ko before, I was a child. I think 6 years old, and I was very, very fat. I mean, fat. Like, a ball. Super fat. And I was assigned to this commercial. Parang nasama ko sa isang VTR ng commercial. Which is actually Lady's Choice, I remember.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then, yeah. And then, actually, I was up on stage. And then, yung mga tao doon, ang sabi nila sa akin. Oh my God. Don't imagine, please. Anyway, yung mga tao, sabi nila sa akin, "Hi, what's your name? Anong talent mo? Can you sing? Can you dance?" And I was so shy. All I did was just stand in front of the stage. I mean, in front of a lot of people. As in, nakatayo lang ako. For like 5 minutes. I was not that confident during that time. And so, nag-invest ako upon building my confidence. Unti-unti, sumasali ako sa mga contest. And also,
yeah, and I can see na parang major catalyst yung singing her, for that, di ba? Sa tingin mo ba, di mo nakuha mostly yung confidence mo mag-speak in public and mag-perform? Mm.
Yeah, I think yung pagsasalita ko and also my singing is very different. I mean, super magkaiba sila ng journey. But also, I agree dun sa sinabi mo na you focus on diction and pronunciation. Kasi super important yan, especially if you're a singer. I mean, not specifically a singer, but if you want to learn how to sing, kailangan maayos ang diction mo, kailangan naintindihan ka. Ganun. So, naging ano din siya. I think the voice is just a plus factor. But the main point that you should focus in is the diction or how you pronounce, how you explain or express your thoughts through the language that you're talking. Diba ganun?
Yeah, yeah. I actually have this animator friend, nagal siya sa CSB, and she told me na why not be a voice actor, diba? Which was, bagong concept sa akin and something interesting. Sa tingin ko, based sa public perception ng mga tao sa voice acting, parang maganda siyang profession, like something to do on the side. Mm. And something to build up confidence from, especially when speaking English, kasi mostly hindi rin ako English speaker, actually.
I think it's very hard to believe na hindi mo mother tongue ang English, actually. How about this? Let's go naman dun sa differences natin in terms of public speaking, sa pagsasalita naman in public. Like sabi mo kanina, script-based ka, and somehow nalolost ka if you speak spontaneously. Habang ako naman, on the opposing side, medyo hindi ako ganun kagaling to follow script. So, how do you deal with that? How did you find out that you were more comfortable in doing scripts or in speaking with scripts.
Pero para sa akin, yung satisfying thing na pagsunod sa script ay yung pag-memorize kasi may gusto lang akong i-pinpoint na paraan kung paano siya i-deliver. Yeah, I just give it my all and nakakatawa, enjoyable actually. From your impromptu background and experience, actually medyo intimidated ako eh nung narinig ko. So, talaga nahihiya ako sa iyo. Nahihiya akong kausap ko ngayon kasi para sa akin, malaki ka. Kasi extemporaneous
no, speaking. I'm actually 4'11". You don't need to be very... I'm not scary. I'm a teddy bear.
Alright. Kasi ako meron akong perfectionist side. So, mm-hmm. sa tingin ko party, doon din yung kung bakit gusto kong mag-script kasi ayoko talaga ma-miss yung ano eh. Pag nawala ko spacing, I think that's imperfect. So, nahihiya na ako sa sarili ko and talagang nag-shutdown ako completely.
Oh, I see.
So, parang sa'yo, ano, what makes it so natural for you?
I think hindi siya natural for me. Ako kasi, I'm basically a procrastinator. And every time may reporting kami sa klase, nagpe-prepare ako last minute.
Ah, okay. So, nasanay ka, like, ano, by necessity. Yeah.
And also, during my classes nung high school, sometimes, or actually most of the time, during that class hour, mga 30 minutes lang ang ibibigay din. Magre-report ka na. Bahala ka if you stutter or whatever. Basta you should execute your report. So ako naman, mm-hmm. syempre, I need to adapt to that because yun ang kailangan ko eh, di ba? It's actually a lot of practice to be an impromptu speaker. And I don't personally think that I'm very good at it. I think
acquired
I'm still
skill.
In the process. Yeah, that's true. Script also is very helpful. Gumagawa din ako ng script. If you have time
kasi,
to prepare.
Kasi para mas may... mas my thought, ganun.
Yeah, mismo.
Okay, so, wow. Talagang interesante yung experiences natin. Marami tayong tagapakinig dito na medyo hindi confident or nagkakaroon ng problems or like sa tingin nila hindi decent enough yung bosses nila. What can you say?
Yeah, that's actually one of the problems then that I've encountered kasi I'm kind of an introvert myself. How about you?
Yeah,
introvert
yeah,
ka ba? Yeah. Introvert ka lang. So we're both introverts and we're yeah. doing a podcast. That's amazing. Anyway, ayun. So ang ano ko doon is you should be really willing to learn and also to improve. Ako, lahat ng skill na meron ako ngayon, whatever it is that I can do today, like singing, talking, or even in our course architecture, which is arts, hindi talaga ako ganun kagaling. But the thing is that I'm trying hard so that I will be able to improve also. So I think that is the most important factor that everyone should have. Kailangan meron kang eagerness to learn and also read a lot of books. That's very helpful. Be a trying hard person. And that's not actually a bad thing. Kasi dito sa Pilipinas, pag sinabing trying hard ka, trying hard naman ito, parang ano eh, parang negative siya.
No, naka-discourage, no? Parang ayaw mo na talaga subukan.
Pero I think, I wanted to be one of the people who stands against that idea being wrong. That's important. How about you, partner?
Actually, ano, simple lang eh. Mm-hmm. I just faked it till I made it. Yun lang.
That's actually good. Expand, please.
Maraming errors kasi hindi mo alam kung ano ginagawa mo. And ano, talagang brutal siya kasi kapag nagkamali ka. Talagang, try mo magsalita sa harap ng maraming tao na wala kang pin-repair. Masakit siya. Pero at least, natuto ka. Kaya, ngayon, masikran ako ng freedom na magsalita ng English. Kasi, walang kong pigil sa akin, actually. Mas komportable ako magsalita ng English. Para sa akin, English is kind of better. Pero, syempre, kaya rin naman kita diretso ng Tagalog. Hindi talaga mawala yan.
Yeah. Anyway, so, ayan na nga. We've already stated all our tips or kung ano yung mga difference natin or pagkakaiba natin as a speaker.
Experiences!
Yes, experiences. And also, motivation din and mm-hmm. the factors na kailangan nilang i-figure out so that mag-improve sila in their speaking. Like us, partner, yeah. Do you agree?
Yes, of course. And, you know, who cares? Kanina na, nakapag-decide tayo kanina na maganda yung boses natin and just mag-usap lang tayo, whatever. You know, ganito naman ng podcast eh. Let's just share things or whatever. Yun lang.
Yeah, so basically, kwentuhan with pulot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Dito na nagtatapos ang ating kwentuhan at uy, maraming salamat sa pakikinig ng Uy Podcast with Shane at Adam. Hanggang sa muli, paalam!
Bye!